USA Radio News.
Today, the FBI fired agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox News with his reaction to the firing.
It's about time. I mean, the American people deserve an FBI that's not biased. They deserve an FBI that's going to focus on the truth. Obviously, Peter Strzok wasn't that individual. And I think it's important to understand, he just wasn't any old agent at the FBI. He was deputy head of counterintelligence.
Authorities in Iowa held a press conference today regarding the disappearance of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts. Authorities were once again rather tight-lipped as far as what details it would release regarding the case. Former D.C. police detective Ted Washington said there's also one other thing that troubled him.
The authorities are unwilling to give a timeline, and I think that would be essential for the public at this stage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The upcoming release of a new smartphone is an example of a trend in smartphone technology. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
There was a time when smartphone fanatics might have been counting the days for something like this, but when the new Galaxy Note 9 is released on August 24th, while it will be faster and will last longer without a recharge, there aren't really many new earth-shattering features. Still, it's going to cost $1,000. The minor improvements reflect a smartphone industry that analysts say has largely pushed the limits on hardware. Major changes now tend to come every few years rather than annually. And this is not the year for anything revolutionary when it comes to the Galaxy Note. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, word out of Detroit is that Aretha Franklin is gravely ill. That's at least according to what a family representative told a local TV station. The family is asking for everyone's thoughts and prayers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FBI has found the remains of Richard Russell in the wreckage of the Horizon airline plane that he crashed Friday night after stealing it from the Seattle-Tacoma airport. Russell flew the plane for about an hour and was communicating with air traffic control during the entire trip.
Have you been to the Olympics? These guys are gorgeous. Holy smokes.
I just kind of want to do a couple maneuvers, see what it can do before I put it out.
Russell also explains why he didn't need help flying the plane.
I played video games before, so I know what I'm doing a little bit. I know how to put the landing gear down.
Russell also made it sound like this was a suicide mission from the get-go.
I wouldn't know how to land it. I wasn't really planning on landing it.
He did also show some remorse during the incident.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy, got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
Jeff Price is an aviation expert. He explains how this could even take place.
When they're changing flights, it's a chaotic time. Flight crews might be swapping out. So it could be very easy for somebody to, with an airline employee badge, to slip in unnoticed.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.